In just a moment, enjoy the Aldrich family. But first, Election Day is almost here. Studio 8H here is a place of feverish activity for NBC's combined radio and TV coverage of the biggest political event in 20 years. A staff of 250 men will relay the latest news. 15 of the top commentators will analyze the results. The network newsmen will have the Monrobot, the electronic brain to compute important trends as ballots pour in from 48 states. Yes, Tuesday, NBC will be the nation's headquarters for election returns. Now it's the Aldrich family on NBC.
Henry Aldrich. Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family is transcribed. Written by Clifford Goldsmith. Even though everyone knows him because he lives in your house or next door or somewhere in your memories, no one has yet been able to define the typical teenage American boy. All you can say is that he exists in the person of Henry Aldrich. And when you say that, you cross your fingers. The scene is the Aldrich hallway. The time is just before breakfast.
Hello, Toby. Toby, are you listening?
Yes, Henry, but I'm thinking.
Well, never mind thinking, Toby. Didn't you say you'd pay me back?
I'm going to, just as soon as I get some money.
But, Toby, I'm going to a party Saturday night, and if you don't pay me the 50 cents, I can't get the trousers I need.
Henry.
Just a minute, Toby. What, Homer?
Tell him if he doesn't pay, you'll sue.
Sure. Listen, Toby.
Henry, would it help you any if I loaned you a pair of trousers?
No, how would that help? I've ordered a brand new pair of slacks, and I need that 50 cents before I can pay for them.
Well, suppose we made some kind of business arrangement.
What business arrangement?
Well, would it help you any if I paid you 5 cents every week on what I owe you?
No.
Go on, Henry. Tell him you'll sue.
Yeah, Toby, if I don't get that money, you can expect to be sued.
Look, Henry, I'll call you back in just a few minutes.
You'd better.
Okay, you wait right there by the phone. I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
So long, Hen. Thanks for calling.
So long.
What did he say, Henry?
That's a nice thing, Homer. That's a nice thing.
Henry, did you know that when you're in a position like the one you're in, you can get a bill collector?
You can?
Sure. My father will give you the names of two or three you could get.
Henry?
Yes, Father?
I just put a letter for you on the living room table.
Well, gee whiz, who's it from?
I didn't notice.
Homer, come on into the living room.
Why don't you get a collector and scare the daylights out of Toby?
I'd certainly like to.
Henry, your breakfast is getting cold.
I'll be right there, Mother.
You asked for 3 eggs, you know.
Yes, Mother, I'm practically starved this morning.
Is your letter from a girl, Henry?
Oh, gee whiz.
Well, who's it from, Henry?
Oh, gee whiz.
Well, what does the letter say?
Oh, boy.
Is it bad news, Hen?
Will you please stop breathing on me?
But who's the letter from, Henry?
The public library.
Oh, the library. They want you to join?
Well, not exactly. I borrowed a book there, see, and now suddenly it's overdue.
Well, when did you take it out?
Sometime last December, they say. Gee whiz, Homer, I think they made a mistake. I could almost swear it wasn't until last January.
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. I remember distinctly that in December I didn't feel like reading on account of Christmas.
Oh, boy. And they charge 2 cents a day.
January, February, March. Homer, up to November, it'll be more than $5. $5 just for one copy of Huckleberry Finn that I didn't even read.
Well, why didn't you return it after 2 weeks?
I told you I hadn't finished it. That's what I get for trying to improve my mind. $5?
How much do you have?
Well, just enough to pay for my slacks, provided Toby pays what he owes me.
Then forget about the book. The thing for you to do, Henry, is to crack down on Toby.
But what about the library book?
All a public library will ever do is send you letters. And what harm can that do?
You really think so, Homer?
Sure. They can't afford to get too tough. They don't want to lose you as a customer.
Henry?
After all, they hardly ever go as far as they did with George Bigelow.
What did they do to George?
They called in his mother and father and went to see the principal.
Oh, boy.
Henry, I want you to come in here and eat your breakfast.
Mother, I don't think I want any breakfast.
What's the matter?
I couldn't eat a thing.
Henry.
I'm just looking for something, Mary.
Oh, my goodness, you don't have to tear the bookshelves all apart, do you?
Well, don't worry, I'll put everything back, Mary. Has any phone call come for me this morning?
Not that I know of.
Well, isn't that strange? Every time I've called Toby, the line was busy.
I thought you were just talking to him.
But it wasn't Toby. I was talking to the Centerville Emporium.
What about?
Well, I canceled a pair of trousers I happen to have ordered.
Well, Mother says you should get ready for lunch right away.
All right. Mary, do you know Miss Spofford?
Miss Spofford?
At the library.
Oh, my goodness, Miss Spofford. She scares me. Henry, she has the most terrible temper.
Is that right?
Henry, you're wanted on the telephone.
Well, gee whiz, it's about time.
Henry, don't let your lunch get cold.
I'm going to tell that Toby a thing or two. Hello? Now listen, Toby.
Is this Mr. Henry Aldrich?
What's that?
I'd like to speak to Mr. Henry Aldrich.
This is I?
This is the Centerville Emporium.
Oh.
I'm very sorry, but our manager says it's too late to cancel your trousers.
What? But gee whiz, I don't want them.
I'm sorry, but those trousers have been altered to your measurement.
But I can't use them. Another use has come up for my money.
I see.
And it isn't as though I'd worn them. You still got them. You've even got all you cut off the bottom.
I see. Well, I'll tell our Mr. Sweeney.
Well, thank you very much. And tell him that if I see anybody my size, I'd be very glad to send them in.
Thank you, Mr. Aldrich. I'll explain it to him.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Yes, Mother?
Henry, did I just hear you canceling your order for those new trousers?
Yes, Mother.
But why, dear?
Well, oh boy, you know how it is with new trousers.
I'm afraid I don't.
Well, gee whiz, after a while you get tired of looking at them. And then I'd wear them to the party Saturday night. When it's over, what use would I have for them? You know what I mean, Mother?
No, dear, but I'm sure you're being very sensible. Now, please run up and get ready for lunch. I have something I made just specially for you.
Well, I've got to answer the phone first. Hello, Toby?
Hello?
Oh, Homer? Listen, Homer.
This is Mr. Sweeney.
Who?
Mr. Sweeney from the Emporium.
Oh. Did your girl tell you I explained everything?
Yes, she did. And we try to treat our customers fairly. But, young man, do you understand what a business transaction is?
But I can't use the trousers.
Neither can we.
You can't? Well, look, do you know Huckleberry Finn?
No, but we have a great many customers, and I can't be expected to know all of them.
Well, you see, I'd be in a very embarrassing position with those trousers.
You'll be much more embarrassed without them. What I mean is they were altered especially for you. Will you please call for them?
Didn't I make it clear? I can't use them.
Why not?
Well, I'm not very fond of light blue.
Would you please ask your father to come to the phone?
My father?
Your father.
Well, he isn't here right now.
Then may I speak to your mother?
Well, look, come to think of it, I am fond of light blue. I'll be down to get them.
And when can we expect to see you?
Would tomorrow be too late?
That'll be fine. Thank you, sir.
That's all right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Henry, who was that?
I think it was the Emporium. Listen, Mary, could you loan me a few dollars, provided I pay it back a little each week?
What's the matter with your own money?
Well, it's all tied up. You might say in debts.
I'm sorry, Henry. I just spent everything I had on a dress for the party Saturday night. It's the most beautiful blue.
Yeah?
They call it Huckleberry Blue.
Huckle? Huckle?
Yes.
Are you ready for lunch, children?
Right away, Mother.
How about you, Henry?
Well, gee, Mother, I'm sorry, but I couldn't eat a thing.
Hello, is this Dr. Bennington?
Yes, Mrs. Aldrich.
I don't like to bother you, Doctor, but Mr. Aldrich and I are just a bit worried about Henry.
Something wrong with him?
Well, he's simply not himself. He hasn't eaten more than a bite in 2 days.
That's pretty serious for Henry. Does he have a rash?
No, I haven't noticed any. He just sits and mopes all day, and he's extremely nervous.
Well, I'll phone the drugstore and have a tonic put up for him.
But, Doctor, we've always had a great deal of trouble getting him to take any tonic. He fights it.
Well, maybe the exercise will give him an appetite. You tell Henry that if he takes this, all of his troubles will be over.
All right.
Thank you for calling, Mrs. Aldrich.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
Good day.
Mother!
Yes, Mary?
Have you forgotten dinner's ready?
Oh, I'm coming.
We went right ahead.
Mother?
Yes, Henry?
It wasn't Toby that just called, was it?
No, dear. It was a call I put in.
Did you see Toby today, Henry?
No, Father. I haven't been able to get in touch with him.
Well, you're not the only one.
What do you mean, Father?
After trying to get his father on the phone all day, I stopped in there on the way home tonight. We discovered that somebody had plugged the phone so that it only gave a busy signal.
Is that right? Is that right?
Henry, you must eat something. If you don't, you certainly aren't going to any party Saturday night.
Mother, Eleanor Wentworth expects me. She invited me personally.
Eleanor Wentworth? You're going over to the Wentworth Saturday?
Yes, sir. That's where the party is.
Alice, did you hear about Mr. Wentworth? Quite an honor.
What about him, Sam?
He was just elected chairman of the board at the public library.
At the what?
Was he?
Mr. Wentworth was?
Yes.
Mr. Wentworth. He's chairman of the library?
Do you have any objection?
Me? Well, gosh, no. I was just surprised to hear that with all his other work. Why would he want to be that?
I think he'll find some way to work it out.
Henry, turn around and let me look at you.
Something the matter with me?
Sam, don't you think we ought to have the doctor come over and see Henry?
If you think it'll amuse him.
Dear, I'm serious.
Now, Mother, if there's one thing I don't want to see, it's a doctor.
Well, I certainly think we ought to drop into his office tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But I have a job that I'm beginning tomorrow.
With whom?
With Mrs. Hoffman. Gee whiz, just to prove I'm all right, I'll eat some dessert for you.
Mary, how about the dessert?
I'll bring it right in, Father.
Well, please hurry. I have a guest coming.
And Mary?
Yes, Mother?
I want you to give Henry an extra large portion.
Sure. What are we having?
Huckleberries.
Huckleberries. Ah, good old huckleberries.
Huckle? Huckle?
That reminds me, Henry, have you ever read Huckleberry Finn?
Well,
if you haven't, you ought to get it out of the library sometime.
Yes, sir.
Dear, weren't you reading it last winter?
Well, I was, Mother, but
Here are your berries, Henry.
Thank you, Mary.
Who's coming over tonight, Father?
Mr. Wentworth.
Mr. Wentworth?
Henry, what's the matter with you?
He's choking on his huckleberries.
Mary, pound him on the back. Well, I'm certainly glad you dropped in, Mr. Wentworth.
Sorry I can't stay any longer.
And you can count on Mrs. Aldrich and me to do everything we can for the library.
It's very good of you, Mr. Aldrich.
Incidentally, if you want to raise more funds, why not get some of the young people interested?
Do you think they'd help?
Well, of course. Let's get Henry down here. He's usually pretty good at organizing things. Henry! Oh, Henry! Strange. He was here right after dinner.
Well, ask him to drop into my office someday. I'd like to have a talk with him.
All right, I'll do that. Glad you dropped in.
Incidentally, Eleanor seems to think a great deal of Henry.
Well, you know how Henry feels about Eleanor. He's looking forward to coming over to her party Saturday night.
Sam!
Good night, Mr. Wentworth.
Good night, Mr. Aldrich.
Yes,
dear. Sam, did Henry say anything to you about going out?
Not to me.
Well, dear, I'm really worried.
Oh, now, Alice. Henry's a reasonably normal, healthy boy. There's nothing to worry about.
Father!
Henry, is that you?
What are you doing?
I'm talking to your mother.
You talking to anybody else besides Mother?
No. You just missed Mr. Wentworth.
Oh. Well, I'm certainly sorry to hear that.
Henry, where have you been?
Well, just out in the garage. I just thought I'd go out and see whether the car needed washing.
At this time of night?
Gosh, everybody knows the best time to wash a car is when the sun's down. Mr. Wentworth isn't coming back, is he?
No, dear.
No, that reminds me. Mr. Wentworth said if you have time tomorrow, he'd like you to drop into his office. He wants to have a talk with you.
With I? What for?
It's regarding a matter pertaining to the library.
It is?
Some money they're trying to collect.
You know, Father, I think I'll be going to bed.
Henry, it's nowhere near your bedtime.
Well, I know, but I think Mother's right. Maybe I am coming down with something. It's Henry Aldrich, Mrs. Hoffman. I'm reporting for work.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I'm afraid it's too wet for you to rake the leaves this morning.
Gee whiz, Mrs. Hoffman, I need to earn some money.
Well, I have several errands you might run for me. Come in while I answer the phone.
Yes, ma'am. I'd be glad to do anything.
Hello? Oh, not at all. I'll be very glad to call him. Henry?
Yes, Mrs. Hoffman?
Your mother wants to speak to you. She says it's quite important.
Oh. Hello, Mother.
Henry, can you be through at Mrs. Hoffman's by 3:00?
Why?
I've made an appointment for you to see Dr. Bennington.
Dr. Bennington, Mother? Dr. Bennington?
Yes, dear. He's to give you a thorough going over.
But, Mother, I might be busy here all day. I haven't got time to be gone over.
You'll be through by noon, Henry.
You what, Mrs. Hoffman?
Remember, dear, 3:00. Do you hear me?
Yes, Mother.
Goodbye.
Now, here's what I want you to do first, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
This book goes back to the library.
Yes, Mrs. To the library?
My goodness, look at this. My. It's 2 days overdue. Well, I don't know what Miss Spofford will think of me.
2 days?
Well, you'll just have to apologize for me. I understand that since Mr. Wentworth has been made chairman of the board, they're starting a campaign about overdrawn books.
They are?
Well, after all, you can't blame them. Some people keep a book out for as much as a month.
Look, Mrs. Hoffman, the sun's coming out. Couldn't I do something else for you instead of going down to the library?
I'd much rather you went down to the library. And please tell Miss Spofford that if she has a copy of a book called Crime and Punishment, I'd love to read it.
Crime and Punishment?
Yes, dear, and hurry, won't you?
Yes, ma'am. But are you sure you don't want me to do something constructive instead?
We'll return to the Aldrich family in just a moment. But right now, I'd like to give you some inside information on the NBC shows to be heard over most of these same stations later this evening. First off, we're all going to go over to the Harris Fay household to visit with that suave, sophisticated Phil Harris and his long-suffering wife, Alice. And then we go from the laughable to the supernatural for Theater Guild on the Air, which brings you John Patrick's comedy, Lo and Behold. Your stars this week will be Anne Blythe, Basil Rathbone, and Jeffrey Lynn. With the elections coming up, NBC's coverage makes it the nation's headquarters for election news. As a regular Sunday feature, you can listen in on America's only public press conference when Martha Roundtree and Lawrence Spivak's Meet the Press offers you a chance to hear the answers given by one of the personalities in the news to questions posed by a panel of newsmen and prominent public citizens. There is a whole world of radio entertainment that's yours for the dialing when you tune to this NBC station later tonight. Now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry has just been notified that he's neglected to return a library book which he drew out last December, which he is now unable to find. Well, hoping to earn enough to pay part of the fine, he takes a job with Mrs. Hoffman, whose first request is that Henry return a book of her own to the library. The scene opens into Haven's drugstore. The time is a half hour later.
Homer, won't you please help me out? Won't you please do it for me?
But, Henry, I'm busy. I've got some pretty important things to take care of.
Like what?
Well, I've got a date with Willie Marshall to watch that new building they're putting up at 3rd and Main.
Boy, Homer, and you call yourself a friend. Have you ever in your whole life asked me to do anything and I turned you down?
Sure, last week. You wouldn't lend me your binoculars.
Well, gee whiz, you don't have to remember every little thing. I thought we were friends.
We are friends, Henry.
Well, if you can't do a simple little thing like going to the library and returning a book and maybe getting another.
All right, I'll do it.
Homer, you'll never regret it.
Where'll I meet you?
Right here in the drugstore by this telephone booth. I'll be calling Eleanor while I'm waiting for you.
Why are you calling Eleanor?
I'm taking you to the movies tonight. I think it'd be better if I met her someplace besides her house.
Oh.
Here, Homer, all you have to do is give this book to Miss Spofford and apologize for Mrs. Hoffman's keeping it over 2 days.
Shall I tell her you'll bring in Huckleberry Finn as soon as you find it?
No, Homer. Don't worry her about that. Just give her this and ask her for
what?
Well, I think the name of it is Crime Doesn't Pay.
Did you like the movie, Henry?
Well, I didn't care for it so much, Eleanor.
Oh, I did. I thought it was beautiful. The way as long as he lived, his conscience bothered him.
Did you like that part?
And all he'd stolen when he was a boy was an ordinary bottle of milk. My, but didn't he suffer, though?
Well, I guess the suffering was pretty evenly divided. Now, listen, Eleanor, would you mind walking up this street toward Homer's house?
What for?
Well, I waited at the Haven's drugstore for nearly 3 hours today, and he never did show up.
Now, I'll bet you wouldn't do a thing like that to a person.
Who, me?
That's the first impression a person gets of you, that you're dependable and reliable.
Oh, gee, I don't... Well, you take a person that... Well...
What, Henry?
Well, what I was going to say is, you take sometimes... Though I guess a person can't help it.
Help what?
Anything.
You're awfully understanding of others, Henry.
Well, I do study people a lot. I kind of read their character.
That's what I like about you, Henry. You're so intelligent. I'll bet you do a lot of reading.
Why? Well, I like some books.
I'll bet you probably grow up and collect books.
I'll get over it. Oh, boy. Who's that coming down the street?
Where?
Right under the street lamp.
Oh, it's Miss Spofford.
Miss Spofford from the library?
Do you know her?
Well, only what you might call professionally. Look, Eleanor, instead of going to Homer's, why don't we go down this way, by Johnson's Candy Kitchen?
Did you want to stop in there?
Well, I think it might be a good idea. Let's walk real fast.
Oh, my goodness, look who's right ahead of us.
Who is it?
Isn't that Mrs. Hoffman?
Mrs. Hoffman? Oh, boy. Look, Eleanor, why don't we go across the street to Tillman's Hamburger Stand? It's a lot better.
All right. Oh, let's hurry.
Why?
Father's right over there. We can walk with him.
He is?
Henry. Henry? Where are you, Henry?
What did he say, Alice?
Sam, the doctor doesn't seem to know what the trouble is.
No.
There wasn't anything wrong with his eyes, and the dentist x-rayed every tooth in his head.
Well, that should put your mind at ease.
No, dear, it doesn't. Dr. Bennington says sometimes something very mysterious can happen to a boy, and no matter how hard they try, they can't find what's wrong. He simply goes into a complete decline. And when a thing like that happens, Sammy says there's only one safe thing to do.
What's that?
Take a trip to Arizona.
All right, I'll take it.
No! Henry!
Henry, what's in the box?
Just a pair of trousers, Mary. See?
Oh, they look awfully nice.
Well, the Emporium made them to order, you might say.
You better hurry if you're going to the party.
I'm not going.
Why not?
Because I'm not. Do you think I'd be wearing my new trousers if I were going?
Well, Henry, you don't have to jump at me.
Jump at you? When did I jump at you?
That's what Mother and Father were talking about. They said you've turned so cross they don't know you.
Listen, Mary, I'm in one of the most terrible predicaments I've ever been in my life. Do you know where I can lay my hands on a copy of Huckleberry Finn?
Sure.
You do? That's wonderful. Where?
At the public library.
Gee whiz, Mary.
Henry!
Yes, Mother?
Have you taken your tonic since dinner?
Well, gee whiz, I've taken it five times today.
That doesn't make any difference. You're supposed to take it after dinner, too.
All right. Listen, Mary, I had a letter from the library today, see?
Another?
How'd you know I had any?
I keep my eyes open.
Well, Mary, all Miss Spofford says in this letter is that if I pay the library the price of a new copy of Huckleberry Finn, they'll forget the rest that's due.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't lend you anything, Henry.
Henry?
Yes, Mother?
Homer's down here.
He is? Homer's here?
Sure.
Well, gee whiz, Homer, where you been for the last 2 days?
I was delayed, Henry.
Delayed by what?
Well, first it was the bulldozers, then it was the steam shovel. Yeah, but don't worry, I got Mrs. Hoffman's book to the library the first thing this morning.
Oh, boy, it's about time.
Well, hurry up. Aren't you going to the party?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Because of Mr. Wentworth.
Well, Mr. Wentworth isn't going to be there.
He isn't?
I think somebody said he's going to be out of town.
But you're not sure he's going to be.
I'm partly sure.
Well, come on, Homer, come on.
Aren't you going to put on your new pants?
Well, I'll bring the box along with me.
What?
Homer, there's no sense in putting them on and giving them wear and tear unless I'm absolutely sure I'm going to the party.
Henry, what are you doing out here on the porch?
Hello, Eleanor.
Hello, Homer.
Hi.
Come on in.
Eleanor, we won't be disturbing your father, will we?
Oh, no, he isn't even in town.
He isn't? Well, gee, Eleanor, that's too bad.
Didn't I tell you, Henry? Let's go in.
Come on, Henry.
Okay.
There isn't anyone here but our crowd and a few others and Miss Spofford.
Miss Spofford?
Yes, you know her, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes.
Sure, Miss Spofford, from the library.
Eleanor, I just happen to remember.
What?
Well, my mother's home, all alone.
She is, Henry? Oh, well, why don't you ask her to come over?
No, I think I better go home.
Oh, Henry, you can certainly come in for just a while.
Well, gee, I'd like to, Eleanor, but when my mother's alone, she likes to have me with her.
Oh, just stay for one game. In just a minute, we're going to play a literary game.
A literary game?
A literary game?
Yes.
I just happen to think my mother's alone, too.
Oh, but it's the easiest thing in the world. Miss Spofford asks the questions and you answer. And there are prizes.
Well, I just couldn't enjoy winning a prize. Not with my mother home alone.
Please, Henry.
No.
Henry, I'm not going to let you go. You're coming in if I have to pull you in.
Please, Eleanor.
Hey, Henry, let go of me.
If I'm going in, you are too.
Quiet, everybody, please. Shh, quiet. Miss Spofford is almost ready for the final part of the game. Shh. The last three remaining in the literary contest are... Let me see. Who are they, Miss Spofford?
They're Toby Smith.
Toby Smith.
Homer Brown.
Homer Brown.
And now let me see, who is the third?
Oh, isn't it Henry?
Oh, yes. Henry Aldrich. Now, all three of you boys will stand in the middle of the room facing me.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
In each of these packages is a prize.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Spofford, can anyone take my place?
I'm very sorry, Henry, but you will have to take your own turn in answering. Now then, Toby, in order to win what's in this box I hold, you will have to answer a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Now tell me, what character in literature said, to be or not to be?
To be or not to be?
Yes.
Is that the end of the sentence?
That's the end of the question. Who said it?
Shakespeare?
Well, that's close enough. Here's a box of, why, I believe it's six linen handkerchiefs.
Well, thank you very much. They're exactly what I've always wanted.
Now then, Homer, can you tell me who was the leading female character in Ivanhoe?
In Ivanhoe?
Yes.
She has to be female?
I'm afraid so.
In Ivanhoe. Rebecca?
That's right.
What?
And here is a lovely collar box for you.
Oh, thank you.
Now then, Henry.
Oh, gee whiz.
I want you to tell me the name of the author of the book in this last package.
Yes, Miss Spofford.
It is Huckleberry Finn.
Huckleberry?
Henry!
Gee whiz, Miss Spofford.
He's fainted. Quick, somebody, get something cold.
You rub some ice cream on him.
Oh, but Miss Spofford, he answered it. He wins the book. Just as he went down, his last words were Mark Twain.
Miss Spofford, why don't you just keep the book? I've got a feeling you're going to get it back anyway.
Loyal Americans have always stood behind our fighting forces through all the years of our country's history. Today, the need is for blood donations for members of our armed forces in Korea. Today, with the reserve of blood plasma virtually exhausted by GI requirements, an emergency exists. The Department of Defense is therefore calling for an immediate stepping up of blood collections. This is your opportunity to help save the lives of our fighting men in Korea. Call your Red Cross chapter, our local blood donor center, for an appointment. The Aldrich Family is transcribed, is written by Clifford Goldsmith. Henry is played by Bobby Ellis and Homer by Jack Grimes. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Rott. Your announcer is Dick Dudley. Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with the Aldrich Family.
Good night, everybody.
This is NBC, the nation's headquarters for election news.